To stop the petition's ordinance on secondhand smoke exposure from going to the vote of the people, the Borough Assembly could enact their own ordinance that was substantially similar. This was the route the Assembly decided to take at their last regular meeting. The proposed ordinance of the Assembly addressing secondhand smoke was deemed by the Borough Attorney to be substantially similar to the petition's ordinance, but some Assembly members still had concerns with going forward with it. During an Assembly work session that took place prior to the special meeting, Mayor Don McConachy said he preferred to let the initiative petition go on the October ballot as opposed to pursuing the Assembly's ordinance.
I really think that rather than convolute this with what we as an Assembly would try to do, that I feel that both sides would have a much better idea of getting things done by presenting their sides of the story to the public and have the initiative petition go ahead and have a vote by all of the citizens of this community.
Assembly member James Stowe concurred, despite the fact that he had previously voted to enact an Assembly ordinance. One of the concerns he had was whether or not the Assembly's proposed ordinance was substantially similar to the petition's.
Also, I wrestle with the idea that we make a decision for the people. If at all, in important issues, I think the people should vote. So I would lean towards the idea of just letting it go forward as an initiative onto the ballot. I just feel that if we went the other way and try to pass an ordinance, then they're going to be arguing and fighting and lawyers going to make money. And I just feel that I'd rather have the people decide.
Assembly member Bill Privett supported moving ahead with the Assembly's proposed ordinance, even though he was clear to express that it was not substantially similar to the petition's.
In my opinion, this is infinitely better. This allows boats and other things and bars and to be able to have smoking where people are 21 years of age or older. But it does protect the public in public areas within the community. And I honestly think if the petition goes before the people, it's going to fail because it's so restrictive. I think our ordinance is a much better proactive response to a very serious concern about secondhand smoke.
Members of the public present at the special meeting also voiced their concern on the matter. Here is a small sampling of some of the people who spoke out.
The initiative that we have brought forth would simply ensure that everyone has the right to breathe smoke-free indoor air, protecting public health and prevent disease and creating a healthier workforce. Please do the right thing by protecting the workers and patrons the right to breathe smoke-free air. The only thing that would be taken away from a smoker is the convenience to smoke in a public place. That is all. Please let the voters decide.
I think we all are in agreement that smoke is bad. We have an economic situation where we could possibly lose businesses that could have a domino effect for our community. But again, I want to stress my other side is our kids and the situation that they will have on the streets if that amount of people are turning out in the streets, smoking, throwing their butts on the ground. Our kids can get availability to pick those things up.
It wasn't clear what was wrong with her for quite a while, and they finally did some extensive testing and found that it was throat cancer. And she was given the choice of removing her voice box or keeping her voice box and only living for a little while longer. She chose to keep her voice, and as long as she's vowed that as long as she's here, she will continue to fight for smoke-free air for all of us because we all deserve the right to breathe it.
This is obviously an emotionally charged issue, you know, for people who feel strongly one way or the other. And from the testimony, one thing that's obvious to me is that if you go, you know, with the ordinance as the council has proposed, you know, as it stands now, it'll be challenged on more than one front. I know that the Clean Air people will challenge it, some of the things they've said. I know that business owners that are concerned about which side they're being put on, if you're making exemptions one way or the other, will challenge it. My best recommendation to the council, from what I see, is to let this go to the vote of the people.
I also have a letter. I'm going to read one from the Triangle Club in Juneau. Says, to whom it may concern, the Triangle Club Incorporated has been affected by the Juneau smoking ban, which included bars as of January 2nd, 2008. I have fewer patrons. They spend more time outside instead of in the bar.
I want the right to say you can come into my bar if you want to smoke. If you don't, you can stay out. These guys do not look at my books, and I tell you right now, and I told you the last time, that there's going to be two bars go under, and there's going to be lots of unemployment.
I'm encouraging you not to pass the ordinance presented by the Assembly because it does not protect everyone's right to breathe smoke-free air. Instead, let the voters decide on an ordinance submitted by the people, an ordinance that would protect everyone's right to breathe smoke-free air. Thank you.
Assemblymember Privet made a motion to approve the first reading of the Assembly's ordinance and move forward with the ordinance process. Due to a lack of second from another Assembly member, the motion died. Mayor McConaughey informed the Assembly and the public that since the motion died, the initiative petition will move forward and the issue will be decided by vote of the people. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.